The increases really of people presenting at A&E with alcohol issues was on the increase in 2019, so pre-pandemic. And as you can imagine, there's been lots of reports on how people have increased their alcohol consumption in particular, but also we're seeing increase in use of drugs, particularly with the sort of 16 to 25 year old group. And so we get many calls from families and friends looking for advice and help on, they've started to see people, maybe seeing them more because they're at home, and how much consumption, their alcohol consumption has increased.
Do you think, although we saw it going up in 2019, do you think lockdown, the pandemic, the past couple of years, the stresses and strains of that, and the fact we didn't have much to do over those 2 years, kind of, it made it worse a lot quicker? Or do you think we would have been in this position anyway?
I think it's accelerated it. And again, there's been quite a few programs and articles on the increase of use of substances during the pandemic. And I think particularly with the younger cohort, we saw an increase in county lines. So yes, during that time of lockdowns, I think the pressure of being at home on your own, I think the pressure of just watching social media, all those things, particularly with young people, has increased their self-medication and looking at ways to escape.
And as far as alcohol is concerned, with that number of people drinking at dangerous levels, you mentioned there the pressure that puts on the NHS, but does it also put pressure on organisations like yourself? Because presumably at some point you're going to get an increase in people coming to you for help. You say you're receiving more calls.
Yeah, I mean, already we are receiving significantly more calls, and our sector has been slashed in terms of its funding over the last 12 years. There's half the number of rehab centres now in the UK than there were 5 years ago. And that's because the funding just hasn't been there. We've survived, we've grown, we've developed our services to meet people's needs. And, you know, we've been calling for extra funding for many years because we have Move On Homes as well. So it's not just about the rehab centre. It's then about providing safe homes for people as they continue their recovery journey.
These 300,000 people who are said to be drinking at dangerous levels, I'm sure there's quite a few of them who don't think they have an alcohol problem. At what point does it get to, OK, I am an addict? And how difficult is that for people to say, I need to do something about how much I'm drinking? Because they might say, well, I'm having a couple of glasses of wine every night, it's not an issue for me. But obviously, for their health, that is going to cause a problem if they're drinking over what the government or what the NHS says is a recommended level. Where does it kind of tip over into that I need help kind of stage?
Yeah, well, I think the thing with addiction is it does creep up on you, and you have functioning alcoholics, I think is a phrase that often is used. And I think the tipping point often for people, you're right, so many people don't want to admit it. And often something has to happen. So that could be family members saying, no more, we can't live around this, because we must remember that there is a ripple effect with any alcoholics, anyone that's addicted, that family and friends are deeply affected by their change in behaviour. And so at what point, it's very brave for anyone that actually says, yeah, enough is enough, I need to do something about this. It's often triggered also by health issues. So we treat a lot of people who have liver function issues. And interestingly, liver disease is still on the increase in the UK, which we're one of the few countries in Europe that still has that issue. And a lot of that is based in alcohol. So often it's about someone recognizing, and that will be because of an event. It might be that they've lost their job, they might have lost their home. And that's when they often have to try rehab to actually fix their addiction and get those support mechanisms to help them overcome it.
Another interesting stat was the number of people binge drinking. I guess that's something we've heard about for a very long time, and it falls into a slightly different category, I suppose, but just as serious, really, as far as health implications, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think binge drinking, you know, it's been a thing in the UK for many, many years. And particularly probably with a 16 to 25 year old age group. And that's the really tough age group. You know, there is in this country children's services, but as soon as someone gets to 18, they have to move to adult services. And that can take time to reconnect with that. You're then still dealing with people often that are still quite childlike in their mind, but they're classed as adults. And we get a lot of families calling us for help. I think for me, how I would like Kenwood to develop their services is to look at that age group, because they are really falling through the cracks of mental health services and the drug and alcohol services, where they're not getting the right support that particular cohort need.